to Combrosations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have and upload it to the internet.
We do.
I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro, with the most below, Sheps. How's it going, bro?
It's going good. How's it going?
It's going fantastic, because today we have some PlayStation 5 news. Official news this time. No rumours or anything like that we usually do. So, for those of you guys that don't know, for those of you guys that are living under a rock, because this literally took over the internet the day that it happened, PlayStation has been doing some work with Wired magazine, and they've been releasing a bunch of information, just like they did last time, where they released sort of a little first details to them. They've done it again, and they've released a ton more information in terms of how the PlayStation's UI is going to operate, the DualShock 5, they've talked about some details about that, how powerful the console is going to be in terms of what's it going to do to make load times faster, what's it going to do to make things more efficient, how to make game sizes smaller, because the games are getting really large
they
right
are
now.
Getting
100
very
gig games.
Big, yeah.
And what kind of features you can expect from your PlayStation 5. How excited are you for that?
I'm pretty excited. If they were really excited, and we're going to talk about this more than just on this video, where could they go?
They could head over to our Discord server by clicking the link in the description.
That would be a really good
the
place.
The Combrosations Discord, where there are tons of cool bros right there, including the ones watching this video right now, who like to talk all about games, who like to talk all about movies and anything going on awesomely in the days right now. And where what could they do as well to help us out, to support this channel?
If they really wanted to, there's a little thumbs up button down there, and if you click it and make it turn blue.
Blue's a great colour.
Blue's a great colour.
We
it's
love
colour
it here.
Winners. It helps out the channel with the YouTube algorithm. And if you want to stick around for even more content, you can subscribe to the YouTube channel as well.
Can. It's completely free.
It's really free.
Yeah, so let's get talking about PlayStation, us cheesy bastards.
Yeah, no, terrible. So
yeah. So we already know some of the basic stuff and whatnot. It's going to have like an AMD chip in there, Ryzen 8 core, 87 nanometer Zen 2 and stuff like that. It's going to have really cool 3D audio, they're saying. The storage is going to be SSD type.
Wait, which is this, just to be clear, this is all the stuff we said when we found the leak days before anyone else made the video and got called liars.
That is definitely
it's the same specs.
Yeah,
interesting.
Same stuff.
Interesting
how that works,
right? Yeah, okay, cool.
The SSD, they've gone into a little bit more detail saying that the SSD is going to be, at least on the PlayStation, they haven't mentioned what's going to happen with Xbox yet. Apparently it's a new type, but with PlayStation it's going to be PCIe 4.0, which is the newest version.
Way better than the 3.9.
Way better than that. Apparently it's a lot faster, and that's what enables them to do the loading times that they showed. Do you remember that Spider-Man demo they did?
Yes.
Where it's like instant load times and stuff. Like
which is funny, because I never thought SSD, oh, it takes forever.
Oh,
and they're like, this is even faster.
Even faster than that.
Fair enough.
They're saying, like, obviously we know that the resolution is going to be 4K, but up to 8K, they said.
Okay.
That's a trigger word for a lot of people. But it will have a 4K Blu-ray player in it, capable of reading the next generation of Blu-ray discs, I should say, that have got a capacity of like 100 gigabytes on there. So, fairly good.
That's good.
All of this kind of stuff basically means for physical gamers, people who aren't buying digital, there's going to be less patches and less stuff that you have to download because everything will be on that disc, which is great. Some extra stuff that we found out this time. We've talked a little bit with Mark Cerny, the systems director, the guy who did also the PS4, backwards compatibility. And there's going to be a period apparently of games that are going to come out both for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Because the games are pretty much programmed exactly the same. They just turn up to 11 when it comes to the new gen console.
Yeah.
And they're not going to drop the support for the 100 million PlayStation 4s that are out there. They're going to try and get as much money out of them as they can. Good business decision. Also, apparently, they've changed the way that they're going to manage data on the hard drives themselves.
Okay.
So, if you have a game, say like Call of Duty,
and
you play the campaign, and then you go, I'm not going to touch the campaign again afterwards. I'm just going to go straight into multiplayer. You can delete the campaign part of the game and just keep the multiplayer.
That is five chef kisses from me.
Yep.
That is such a good idea. I thought you were teasing me as you were saying that. I've been wanting to be able to do shit like that.
It's
for
such
years.
A simple thought. And you think, why haven't we done it before? And
that's,
here we are.
Most people are going to overlook that. For me, that's huge. That's big news.
Especially because, like we said, games are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And
Battlefront 2's 107 gigs or something down there. If I could delete 20 gigs of the story, it's a big game.
Big game. Apparently, that's going to happen, which is really awesome. A couple of other things as well. So, everything's going to be a bit more optimized as well in terms of how they package games on Blu-rays.
Okay.
Very technical, but it just means that you're going to be saving a lot of space there as well. Which, these are all complaints that people have brought up with the PlayStation 4. They're the hard drive's only 500 gigabytes or 1 terabyte, and I've run out after like five games, something like that. So, this is addressing all of those people. PlayStation 5 is the official name for this console.
Okay.
Previously, we'd all been saying PlayStation 5 because why wouldn't you go for the 5?
Yeah, yeah.
but it was never official. And in all of the like talks and interviews, they would always go the next PlayStation. That's what it's going to be right there.
So the thing is, I know people were saying, "Oh, it'll be like the PlayStation V," and I'm like, "It can't be the V because they've got the PSVR."
Yeah, it can't be, and PS Vita as well.
It can't be a V. I heard people saying PSX, and I'm like, didn't work for Xbox.
No, you're not gonna do that.
So no.
Also, do you remember the leaked design for the PlayStation 5, the dev kit?
Do you mean the one where we put it out and said this could actually be the actual design because look how much effort they put into it? People said that's never gonna be. It's only a dev kit. They never do that, despite all the extra molding and all the buttons, and it's still got touch screens. It's never gonna look like that. You mean that one?
That one as well, that people were saying, no, this isn't even real. This is just a fake thing someone's made up.
Not you're wrong, but you guys are lying.
Liars.
Yeah.
We're liars and we're Sony fanboys as well. Facts. That's what we are. Ponies, that's what they called us. Turns out that's true. That is an actual real dev kit and whatnot out there.
Interesting.
That they have made. One interesting observation that I made at the time, and I didn't say it because I thought, maybe this is reaching too far.
Okay.
You know how we said it's the shape of a V?
Yeah.
Roman numeral V is 5.
Yes.
Do you think that there could be some promotional material where they go PlayStation and then the console in a V shape like that, in like a silhouette, and then they reveal it that way?
That would be cool.
I think that's why it's. That I think that's cool. Why this console also is going to look like that.
Also, because we were saying one of the things about that dev kit is it looks almost like a shark. It's full of like fins and cuts and slices and stuff for airflow.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be water cooled because that just requires maintenance. The point of a console is plug and play.
Easy, yeah.
So it's going to need a beastly amount of airflow.
Mm-hmm.
V is, they make those tunnels V-shaped. What's that called?
It's like a cone sort of thing, aren't
it? There's a name for this kind of tunnel, I forget. Venturi! It's with a V.
Science with chefs.
And yeah, so if you, basically when you, it's like putting your thumb over the hose. It goes faster at the end.
I see, yeah.
So they can take the airflow going through and make it go faster out the back.
Right, okay. All right, we learned something new. There you go. Science with Sheps right there.
There you go.
Apparently they're going to make the home screen in the UI more interactive and dynamic.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've noticed now, they've started to do this now, but obviously the limitations of the hardware and stuff like that. And in the next one, they're going to custom build it to suit this. You can join people's games, say like in Call of Duty and things like that. Where it says like join session and stuff like that. Doesn't always work. And also,
it's actually never worked for me.
Exactly.
To the point where I just start the game, send them an invite in-game. Because it's never once worked.
I've done it maybe twice, and it's been so unreliable that I've just been like,
I'll just do it the long way.
But I understood that this was an after effect, and they tried to retrofit into the software, but it's not really built for it.
PS5, it's going to be, bro, we're jamming some Destiny 3 or whatever, join me. You join, it boots up the game, you get in. Yeah.
Yep. And apparently it's going to display all kinds of detailed stats on that person's game. So for example, if I am playing Destiny and I've got my Warlock and he's level 950 and he's on this raid and he's in a party of 6 and one of those people is on your friend's team, it's going to show all that information, bang, 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 like that. Could be quite cool. I mean, obviously there's privacy settings you can turn off if you feel like turning that kind of stuff off. But I feel like that's quite interesting and quite cool.
I used to spend a lot of time back on Black Ops 1
mm-hmm.
when, it'd be someone on your team or something, and just before the game would start, I'd check out their gamer cards, see what their stats were, their KD, all that stuff. At least that makes it more convenient. I'd have to go click, all that stuff.
And it was always an age to wait for something as well. It's like, click on the person.
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a cup of tea while this loads up.
Oh, there it is. Great. Now I need to click to the thing that I want, KD. Exactly. All that stuff. Yeah,
that's kind of stuff that's going to be better optimized and very cool.
Cool, that's useful, I suppose. I mean, guys like me will probably use it so I can, like, shit-talk somebody in a lobby.
But
and be like,
only a 7.9 KD? I'm 7.... Oh, sorry, I'm 8.0, bro.
I'm 7.10.
I was going to say 7.10, but that's not how numbers work. That's less. The next thing, the DualShock 5.
Yes.
So this hasn't officially got the name DualShock 5. I'm just labeling it that because that's kind of what logic is.
If they're going with the PS5, I think we can probably call it the DualShock 5. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not got huge improvements, but it's something cool that's in there.
There's only so much change you can make at
this
point.
It's a controller.
Yeah.
It's a controller. How much more can you do? Other than that Astro really cool T40 controller, which is all modular and stuff like that, other than that, the only thing what can you really
I
do?
Want, which is why I bought a scuff on the PS3 but didn't bother on the PS4, is flappy paddles on the back.
Yeah.
So I don't have to take my hands off the sticks.
Like a racing driver.
Yeah, exactly.
So with this one, they've fine-tuned the rumble packs inside to make it very, very realistic, very, very cool. And they've got some like haptic feedback on the triggers and stuff like that.
I see. So they got a realistic, so say like when you get shot with a bazooka, they got the realistic...
Your controller just explodes. Yeah. That's what happens right there. I think it could be quite cool. However, this sort of thing is in the Xbox controller, and people do tell me that it is a bit distracting.
I know a lot of people that just turn them off.
Yeah, that is the thing. So
I've done it on a lot of games.
We'll have to see how intrusive it is. If it's more like the Nintendo Switch with the HD Rumble, which is like, it feels like a gentle tap and it actually feels like there's something inside it, maybe it'll be nice. Maybe it won't be so good for like FPS games and things like
that. I doubt it.
The one thing that is great though, they've got adaptive triggers which can push back and give you force feedback depending on what type of game you're playing.
Okay.
So you know in games right now, and they've got a little hint of this, but no actual force to give back to you.
Yeah.
Where like, you can gently push on it. Say if you're playing a racing game and it gently pushes on the gas and whatnot. Kind of like that, except if you're playing some sort of game, I don't know, if you're playing like a bow and arrow, let's say, where it pulls back the bow.
Oh, and it can get harder.
Yes.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
That would be cool for like Horizon 1 Dawn.
Exactly. I like that. That's a good one right there. He's on the ball, lads. He's on the ball.
That could be quite cool. My only concern is there's extra stuff to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Things go weird and you're like, your rumble packs start doing weird things, so you turn the rumble off. And then it's extra stuff that could go wrong. And one of the reasons that controllers, barring the plastic on the
thumbsticks,
barring that, they last for so long is there's not much there.
Very simplistic, innit?
So that's my only concern, because I don't... How expensive are they going to be?
You know,
like one breaks and you really want that feature back.
Apparently it's supposed to have an even bigger battery life as well, and that may be due to the fact that it requires more battery, more features in there. But all of that adds up. All of that adds up in cost. And we've already said the PlayStation is going to be expensive.
It is.
And they just keep adding more things like a camera in there. Well, it's going to be more expensive.
Will the PS4 controller work?
That we don't know. So they haven't said anything about that. However, they actually, this doesn't matter too much. They said that the new DualShock 5, we're calling it, is going to be USB-C compatible. So instead of it being a micro-USB on that side, it's going to be USB-C. But the other side could still be USB. So if it is, then it's just like it is now. You just plug that
Fingers
straight in.
Fingers crossed, right?
I would imagine it would be, because it's a Sony product. If, whether or not they buy an extra controller and it's a PS4 controller or not,
exactly,
it shouldn't matter to them.
Because I'm just worried if a DualShock 4 comes in at £40 and a DualShock 5's coming in, it sounds like £65-70.
I'd say close to best part of 100. I'd say
I'm trying to be like it will be more but not that much, but I agree, especially with the haptic stuff.
It sounds advanced as hell, right?
I'm being friendly here. We'll say 70.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be more. Mm-hmm. But let's say 70. At that price difference, I'm going for the DualShock 4.
Yeah. There is one thing as well. Apparently, it's going to be heavier. I guess that's due to all the like, extra tech they're putting into it.
Okay.
It's not a big deal, but I tell you one thing. Only because, I don't know why this is. Like, maybe I'm just a stupid guy that's easily influenced. Yeah. Maybe, and it's entirely possible.
Yeah, yeah.
When I pick up my controller now, I'm thinking, do you know what? A bit more weight might be kind of nice.
Yeah.
I know, just a bit more. Just not too much more. I don't need to feel like I'm fucking weightlifting.
It does kind of feel like a toy. Which I know it's a games controller, so toy.
Yeah.
But
literally the definition.
But sometimes you do pick something up and you're like, it's too light. Somebody recently that I know got a metal credit card.
Yes.
Ooh. And I picked it up and I was like, yeah, that is great. And then I pulled out my Amex. I'm like, oh, how disappointing is that?
Disappointing. You know when you have a American Express, you're like, oh, American Express, that's a prestigious card. But then you look at it, you're like, nah, it's a piece of shit.
It's plastic, and mine's like tattered at the ends and stuff. And then someone had the metal one. I was like, oh, it feels so much nicer. It's got the right amount of weight. And it's still light. It's not like it's going to weigh you down.
No.
But when you hold it, it's like there's something substantial in your hands. And I know what you mean. I feel like if it was heavier, it would be like, I don't know, it'd give you more of a feedback when you're holding onto it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. It sounds so silly, but...
just feels like a bit more of a piece of equipment and whatnot rather than a toy.
to put it in perspective, pick up an old PlayStation 1 controller if you still have your PlayStation 1 like I do. Those things, are there's nothing there.
Mm.
It's like picking up feathers.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
All right, let's kick it over to some of our guys over at the Discord server. That was all the information that we had on the console.
Yes.
They're saying that the console might not look like the V, by the way, but there was no official, I think. Exactly, I mean, it's going to look great no matter what. This is just the dev kit. Yep. I don't know why they molded the dev kit so specifically if they're not going to go for that. But this is what our bros over at the Discord server said, just like you can if you want to head over there by clicking that link in the description. Again, our bro, the Muslim Gamer. Actually, that's a different logo. Do you think that's Max? Anyway, whichever it is, the Muslim Gamer on this occasion is, I'm very much looking forward to seeing how the addition of an SSD will impact on the performance and boot times. I'm interested in the UI too. What else will be added, and if it was as impressive as the SharePlay feature was for the PlayStation 4?
That was cool.
That was, it was kind of like a, you know when they did the, was it 4.0 update? It felt like a new number update.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, this is really cool.
SharePlay, that reminds me, don't we have a video on the SharePlay?
We kind of do have a video, and it kind of got like 500,000 views.
Yeah, it did quite, pretty good.
Quite good. You guys check it out if you don't know how to use it.
At this point, a few months away from the new console.
You don't know how to use your PlayStation 4 yet to its full potential. I really hope the price is affordable, because the majority of their market will be casual audience, so I'm hoping nothing like £800.
It's a worry. It could be there. I hope not, but we've said this multiple times.
I'm hoping for £499, but even me, I'm realistic.
Do you remember, though, when I said £499 early on, and you were like, nah, £399. And then it's been climbing. Even you've had to give ground on it.
Yeah, but the thing is, I was like, they've tested 349, I should say. So maybe they want a little bit more, but they can't differ. They can't stray far from that. They've tested it. They know they can sell 100 million units. They can't go really high. But then we see the tech. We're like, well, you're not getting that for 399. Anyway, he carries on and he says, I also look forward to backwards compatibility, which is a thing that's going to happen.
Cool.
Sorry, I hope the PS5 can make games run at 60 FPS that would otherwise run at 30 FPS on the PS4. I hope it's not just an upscale in resolution. And as always, screw you, Diogo.
Solid points. Especially that last point.
Yeah.
I feel that was a very strong,
strong way to end
point.
It as well, yeah. Right there. Yeah, it was great. Very good point. Suck it, Diogo. Let's move on to
On the frames per second thing.
Go on.
That might not be on the card.
Yeah.
Sometimes that is not a hardware issue. Sometimes that's a game coding issue.
Yeah, they've got the boost mode right now in the PlayStation 4 Pro, where any game that's running at, that could normally run at 4K, they go, if you're running at a 1080p on a 1080p screen, then it will boost the performance.
Yeah.
It doesn't boost it from 30 frames per second to 60 frames per second. It just makes it more reliable and whatnot. Maybe they can do something, but that has to be, I think that has to be coded in. I think that's a developer patch update. And that requires money, so that's going to happen. Let's move it over to Justin Bieber, or JB as we're in here. He goes, without making the PS5 too expensive, Sony should aim to make the PS5 as powerful as possible.
Agreed.
This is the console we're going to have for years to come. It needs to be able to have the fruitful longevity and be able to run all the amazing intense games that we'll be inevitably get in the future, technically speaking. When I'm looking at all the new tech for PC gamers, it makes the PS4 look like a potato in comparison. Although it's not a problem since companies refine their games to work on the PS4, I want the PS5 to be impressive and not left behind by the insane new tech that will be released in the future. Experiencing PS5, I want to feel like I'm jumping into a whole new era and not just a better version of the PS4.
Yeah, so based on the tech that the PS5 is coming out with, I think it's more future-proof than the PS4 was.
It's
coming in at a much higher spec, so that when we're 6 years into its life, you know, PC's still going to have outstripped it, but not by this gap.
Yeah, and the thing is that PC gaming right now, granted, it's technically, and I'll concede this one point, technically console is holding PC back, because you can't have too much of a disparity between PC and
otherwise
console.
Otherwise they have to develop two games.
Exactly, and they don't want to do that. Save money, they'll just develop one. So maybe when we have this next jump, and we're closer to 8K, I should say, we're not going to be 8K, I'm gonna say, but when we're closer, then PC gaming might get a jump forward as well.
Yeah.
But then there'll be another gap, and it's always going to be like that.
The only other way to change that gap is to reduce the life of consoles. Problem with that is that there's so much R&D that goes into them that coming out with a console every 3 years instead of every six, that's seriously... You won't save any money on the consoles. The consoles won't be cheaper.
And people wouldn't necessarily want that. They want to buy their console and have it last for as
long
as possible. It's like going, yeah, you can buy this car, but you're going to have to change it in 3 years. It's like, well, what happened to cars lasting 20 years? What happened to that? Yeah, people aren't going to be happy with that. Let's kick it over to Bardia Ozzy. He says, I said that weird, Ozzy, Ozzy. I'm interested to know if PS2, PS3, or even PS1 games are also backwards compatible, maybe for an extra price.
PS1 and 2 might be.
I think those ones...
It's the PS3 games that are the problem, really.
Yes. I think, though, they're all going to bundle them in with the PlayStation Now service.
Yeah.
I do genuinely think PlayStation Now is going to turn into a whole new thing next gen. They're going to make a big push, and I think it's going to become really attractive. The price drop already is fantastic.
I think you might be right.
I think that's where you're going to find your games. No point in investing more time when you've got those Gaikai servers that run all the games and everything like that.
The only issue is, we mentioned Final Fantasy in the last video.
Yeah.
Coming out with, let's say, Final Fantasy 9, and it hasn't really been remastered, it's kind of like using your Lamborghini to pull a caravan. Do you really want to play Final Fantasy 9 on a PS5?
Yeah.
It's using a Lamborghini to pull a caravan. It's just a weird... thing to use it for.
Way too much when you have these other games that are taking up the full potential and power of it, right? He goes, I expect the DS5, the DualShock 5, to be better quality and different. Completely new design, which I don't know how far they'll go from the design. They've
That sounds like a lot.
Maybe I'm taking it out of context what you're saying here, completely new design, because they've really kind of perfected the controller. Yeah.
Hands haven't changed, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you come up with a new condom. It's like, new shape. It's like, the dicks haven't changed. It's like, this is something that doesn't need to change.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see what happens. Also, hope it's not too expensive. Around 100 euros, he's talking about the controller here.
Yeah.
Around about 100 euros more expensive. Oh, sorry, no, I think he's talking about the controller. 100 euros more expensive than the previous, than PS4. Because it seems they're really trying to make it powerful and long-lasting, which is good. And please, Sony, fix a fan on that console that that won't make it hell of a lot noisier once it gets older.
One of the things, talking about the fan and stuff, I'm hoping that all those cuts down the side make it easy to take compressed air and just blow all the dust out, because that's the killer. Because the dust gets on the boards and increases resistance and stuff, and that makes it harder for the things to
insulate. Insulates it as well, yeah.
It gets hotter and stuff, so you want to be able to blow all that stuff out.
Yeah.
Because it's a nightmare to do that on the PS4.
I've seen like videos of people basically doing open heart surgery so they can get off and take off like thermal paste and put better ones on there.
The thing that happens mostly is those things get clogged up with dust, right? Yeah. And you can just peel that away. But the dust that got in, you can't do anything about unless you open it up. And who can be bothered? The point of a console is you don't have to do that.
Exactly.
And that's what people said to me.
We're not PC gamer peasants.
I haven't bothered upgrading my hard drive either, and I probably should have done that one. But I'm like, I don't want to. If I was going to do that, which I can do, I'd have bought that gaming rig that I've been talking about.
Yeah.
Plus, I do enough editing. I could justify it enough, right? I can justify a gaming rig, that amount of power to do graphics-related stuff, I could justify. I just can't be bothered at the minute. I could do it. If I'm going to be that hands-on, I would have a gaming rig.
Yeah.
I got a console because I can just plug it in and play.
You just want beep and play. Yeah. That's all you want.
And I don't even have to be sat next to it. I've got, you know, the DualShock 4 is a remote.
Yeah.
Click, it's up.
That's where you want consoles for.
Yeah, exactly.
And our final comment from Walshy, he goes, we all know the PS5 is coming out, but
we
to
do.
Get confirmation...
That is a true fact. Well done, true Walshy. Fact. And that's all we got for today.
He goes, but to get confirmation it's coming in the year is pretty nice.
Yeah.
It's going to get the hype going for its launch, and I'm sure there's going to be some absolutely banging titles, he says.
Yeah.
By the way, they did also... confirm that it is going to be coming out holiday 2020, so we're guessing December time.
Yeah, we did back of the napkin math and we said November 2020.
That's
and that was in January.
Exactly.
So we got pretty close, I feel.
We got pretty close. I feel like we're your reliable source, so us out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
That's not that's not a false thing to say.
Exactly.
That's real stuff.
Don't get me wrong, it's all exciting, but what I'm unsure about is the pricing. The huge games like Cyberpunk, The Last of Us 2 coming out early 2020, as well as Doom Eternal and Watch Dogs 3, if for some ungodly reason you trust Ubisoft's in their and their games in 2020, which I don't.
I have to say, for the record, those first three are probably my games of the year 2020.
It's probably going to be really hard to beat them, I swear to God. Feel sorry for anyone who comes out around those games. Us gamers are going to be absolutely skint, he says.
True.
And then to drop a console that's going to cost upwards of £800, some people are saying, is mental. I just hope that the Xbox makes the Scarlet mad expensive so Sony can make the PS5 cheaper, kind of like they did with the PS3. Either way, really excited to see how much these consoles are progressing, especially after the dev kit leaked, which was confirmed to be true by us. I'd give this news 10 eddies out of 10. I asked them, how many eddies would you give out of 10? 2020 is going to be a hectic year for the gamers.
$599
Yeah.
Is what I reckon the console costs. I reckon it comes out at $599 without the camera. With the camera, it's in the sixes, and I'm not doing it. And I didn't even consider the DualShock 5 potentially having haptic stuff. I'm going to come out and say, if it comes out at six, whatever, or that,
not touching.
I'll wait until January sales.
Yeah.
Especially if the first lot of games are going to be PS4 compatible. PS4
games.
Frustration.
I'm going to still say $499. I'm going to take it as a business
move. If it's $499, I'll buy three.
You heard it here first, guys. Hold him to that. Everyone clip that.
We're doing a giveaway, boys.
Look under your seats. No, it's not there. If you follow our Patreon, though, maybe it will happen.
No, we don't.
Anyway, guys, thank you, everybody, for writing. And you guys are also awesome keeping this comment section alive. And if anybody out there who's watching this video, just passing along, if you want to join us, head over to that Discord link in the description. And we can have some awesome conversations again.
Yes.
Shall we move on to our next topic, bro?
Let's do it, bro.
Let's do it.